Everybody knew Claude. Noah had a cigar and drooling down his chin.
That's one that's older than we are. Both are edged together.
A lot of people kind of laughed at Clyde in a way. He was, you know, an old hermit, more or less, and the wintertime was cold. He lived in the car. And Clyde didn't have much, but he was Clyde.
I think we got something. You know what I mean? I think we got something.
He used to play the accordion, but he'd play and sing, and the people, we'd all go down. And at the time, we used to call them hoot nannies over to Clyde. And I got to know him, like when I started Scalloping, I went and started, and I couldn't catch nothing. So I took a drag I had over and pulled in the door, yeah, and I said, Clyde, can you take a look at my scallop? He's like, oh, sure, sure. And I remember him saying to me, he looked at it, and he said, you fool, you goddamn fool. He said, hydraulics, boy, hydraulics.
I'll fix it, my boy. I'll fix it, my boy.
Clyde always lets you know what side of the toast put the butter on. He used to have an ox and a horse together. He's been out here mowing hay on the back field, and he spent a lot of time over there singing and whatnot, and country western swing music, more or less. Remember one time when I went in the Army, someone said, Sonny, there's a sign up on a telephone pole. I bet Clyde's got a sign up. You go look at it. It said, Hoot Nanny tonight in honor of Sonny Sprigg going in the Army. So Clyde was my friend. And the one thing I'll remember about Clyde is that about 1:30 at night, been a dance, calls come in, there's a fire at Clyde's house, can you get the truck, and they don't know where he is. Well, we went over, and the house was totally engulfed, hot. God, it was awful. We fought the fire, and we saved the cellar. About 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning, Clyde showed up from someplace we don't know where. And he's standing there, and didn't have any hat on. And I went over, and I said, Clyde, is there anything I can get you? And he pointed to his hat. Hat, like that. So here was Johnny Wheaton over there, standing over on the other side, and I said, Johnny, Clyde needs a hat. And he took his hat off, and he said, right here. And I went over and gave it to Clyde, and he put it on, and I said, Clyde, I said, how's that? And he said, perfect. That was his answer. He was satisfied he had a hat. He'd lost his home, but he had a hat. He suffered on the end of it. He was sick, and he died. And they were bringing him home, and he'd been away to the funeral pile and all that, and they were bringing him home to be buried. I went to the ferry boat to meet the hearse. I'll never forget it. He always used to play the Blue Skirt Waltz, and I'd never heard the Blue Skirt Waltz on the radio. Never heard it. So I go into Atlantic, and went so many trees in, and I could see the ferry boat coming around the point. And the Blue Skirt Waltz came out playing on the radio. And I'll never forget it. Never. Makes you think. It was good. He just was Clyde. Just was a character. Back then, everybody made do with what they had. So everybody didn't turn out exactly the same, but they came out being a character, more or less, a little bit different, but just as good as could be. Just as good as could be.